The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Serious topic to start off with, and that is in relation to men's health. Yeah, you will have remembered every November the campaign by Movember to grow a moustache and to support the male health related issues. But they have a new survey out of analysis whereby they conclude that men are dying too young from largely preventable causes. That's according to Movember's Real Face of Men's Health report. It shows that 40% of men die prematurely, and nearly all GPs surveyed saw male patients presenting with suicidal behaviour in the past year, a very concerning picture of men's health in Ireland. Well, joining us all the way from Melbourne in Australia, although she's from County Clare, Cleona Fitzpatrick joins me in studio. She is the Director of Policy and Evidence at Movember. You're most welcome, Cleona. First of all, Movember Ireland, Movember Global, just talk us through that.
Well, thanks, Ivan. Yeah, Movember was formed in 2003. It was actually a group of lads in a pub in Melbourne, actually, that came up with the idea they needed to do something for men's health. And since then, it's become a global movement for men's health, raising vital funds. It started off, with focusing on prostate cancer, testicular cancer and mental health. And in the last 2 years, we have formed the Movember Institute of Men's Health, which is, you know, a research and programmatic kind of institute. And we're tackling, you know, the big players, which is really, you know, tackling health system change to more appropriately, respond to men, and also societal change. So, you know, that we're talking about early intervention, prevention initiatives in communities.
And is Movember synonymous with sport or in rugby or other sports?
Absolutely. Really, Movember, you know, goes to where men are. And, you know, the sporting sector is a big part of men's health and their lives and their social connection. So across every market, you know, we have a connection there to sport. In Ireland specifically, we have a partnership with the GAA. And we, you know, in the last year, we've had 10,000 players do our Movember Ahead of the Game program, which equips young players, coaches, parents with mental health and resilience skills to help young players reach out for help when they need it, when they're struggling.
And you say it started down under.
It did.
Is the global headquarters, are you in the global headquarters?
I'm in the global headquarters.
In Australia,
but I'm still working, you know, with the Irish team.
Irish background. Yeah, yeah. Okay, tell us about this. This study is just relating to Ireland, is it?
It's actually, absolutely. It's a milestone report and it looks at the state of men's health. So it looks, you know, we do a lot of analysis on premature mortality. It looks at solutions for men's health that are Irish grown, you know, Irish homegrown, and they're also recommendations to government for change. So, you know, the big headline stat, as you said.
Some of your findings, go through
so
it.
Two in five men die prematurely. That's deaths less than 75 in Ireland. And that's just the average. So, you know, when you're looking at the socioeconomic status, men in deprived areas of Ireland, they are 1.5 times more likely to die prematurely than men in the least deprived areas. And what's really staggering there is we had a look at the trends over time and that gap isn't closing or narrowing. It's actually staying steady or worsening in some cases. So,
okay. And what are the causes of death? You know, when you say preventable, are they drinking too much or what?
Yeah, look, it's actually just not, they're actually not getting access to the services they need when they need it, right?
So because they don't like to talk about it.
There's a massive issue with stoicism and stigma related to seeking help. That's a huge problem. But I think, you know, what we say in this report is actually that runs deeper than that. You know, so it's about the health system responding appropriately in those kind of prevention, early intervention days so that, you know, men are not accessing the care they need at the right time. So they're leaving it too late and we're seeing them down at kind of the critical end, which is costing, you know, the government a lot of money, you know what I mean? So
your message is there's things that guys can do earlier before they get sick to prevent it. But is that in terms of mental health? Because I've done a lot of work in the construction industry, fundraising events. There's a dedicated charity called the Lighthouse Group, which apparently 7 times the level of suicide of any other sector of employment. Like literally people jumping off a scaffolding and desperate situations. And what I found was that on building sites, that they're away from home, they're moving from site to site. There's maybe a bit of testosterone and bullying, maybe addiction, drink and gambling away from home, loneliness and so on, and that they don't talk about it. Are those issues mirrored for men everywhere?
Look, absolutely. I think the construction industry, though, is a particular kind of high-risk occupation. And the findings from this report, we see that men are 1.7 times more likely to die from, we call them external causes, than women. And they include things like accidents. They include things like accidental poisoning, but also suicide. So you're talking of about 4 in 5 deaths by suicide are actually male. You know, and, you know, there's a massive
80%,
issue.
80%, yeah. So it's very striking.
Massive, massive issue. There's solutions in this report in terms of, you know, Corja's a good example for the construction industry.
Yeah.
You know, which kind of helps.
Talk us through some of the things that you're advocating.
Yes. So I don't know if many people know this, but, you know, Ireland was the first country in the world to have a men's health policy back in 2009.
Okay.
And it's really, you know, paved the way globally from a men's health perspective. But they did it on minimal budget, you know, nothing really. 2009 was global, you know, financial crisis time. Since then, we've had men's health action plan. And so we have, you know, we're calling for kind of investment in community initiatives and mental health initiatives in the community. We're calling for greater investment in early detection.
What's the early detection of?
Early of cancers and cardiovascular disease. We're you know, really focusing on where men are at. So, you know, not expecting men to just access the care. We need to go to them as well. Yeah. Farmers are a great example.
What age group are you targeting in terms of, like, I would have thought the general rule of thumb is, and you tell me I'm wrong here, that up to maybe about 50, you can sort of carry on. But that you need to get a once a year sort of check up your bloods, your cholesterol and all this good stuff, your liver and so on. Would that be sensible or would you think that should be done much younger?
Look, every life stage has different points. There's different intervention points. When you talk about heart disease, you know, you're talking about that kind of 40 kind of year age group, bowel cancer screens around that 50 year age group. But actually what we're seeing is, you know, in, you know, young men actually don't have that intervention point. They're not seeking either formal or informal help. And they probably should at some point. So, you know, and then you're talking about the impact digital platforms are having on men, especially young men. And they're shaping how men see themselves, especially like in terms of their identity and the connection, but also, you know, young men are seeking health guidance from, you know, masculinity influencers. So it's actually about, you know, but government and community, you know, educating young men and knowing where to turn to in terms of, you know, in crisis and building healthier routines.
So this survey was 2000 Irish adults. Tell us your interaction with general practitioners.
So the first survey is the Irish public, and then we did some surveys with practitioners. 97% of practitioners come into contact, as you said, with men who are suicidal or have suicidal ideation, and only 14% felt comfortable talking to those men.
The GPs themselves?
The GPs themselves. So, look, we're calling for, you know, better investment in reaching, responding and retaining men in the health system. When I say retaining, I don't mean keeping them in hospital. I mean actually, you know, allowing them to stay connected. So, you know, there's programs out there such as Engage and Men in Mind that better equip men to, or better equip GPs, sorry, to respond to men appropriately and give them the confidence and competence to do so.
Right. Well, I would suppose if you went to your GP and say, look, I'm really depressed, I've suicidal ideation, like the important thing is to refer them on, really.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be the common sense thing. Now, I'm really fascinated about the sort of mortality end of this. So the life expectancy of men generally is 75. I always curious that women are 5 years older. Why is that?
The life expectancy is around 80 something.
Oh, it's
premature, premature mortality that is the measure that we use, and it's 75 or less. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so talk to me about these statistics on death.
Yeah. So the, as I said, the 2 in 5 men are dying prematurely. Ireland is actually doing quite well from a life expectancy perspective. It's got the 5th highest male life expectancy in the EU. But when you're looking deeper, there's massive issues there in terms of geographical variation and, you know, high-risk occupations, as you've mentioned. So, you know, that 2 in 5 becomes a lot higher when you're talking about rural versus urban areas, or kind of different socioeconomic status, as I said at the start. You know, we were down at the ploughing.
I was at the ploughing last week myself for a few days.
And look, farmers...
3 days of my life, I won't get back. But anyway,
we were down
the weather could have been worse.
Yeah, we were down there too, Ivan. We had a great few days down there. And we talked to a lot of farmers down there.
Yeah. No, the problem with farming is the isolation. That they're with their livestock, they're with the machinery. And often farmers nowadays, because of mechanisation and so on, the cost of labour, they work on their own. And it is tough. It is tough because it's all very well having the natural countryside and that, but they are isolated.
And look, you know, they're often taking better care of the livestock than they are themselves. You know, so, you know, we know that 3/4 of male farmers have 4 or more risk factors for heart disease. You know, that's a big statistic. You know, it's and something that we need to think about. And but there's solutions out there. You know, there's Farmers Have Hearts, which is a program that increases farmers' use of health services. You know, and it meets farmers where they're at again. So it goes to the farmers' marts. You know, and there's On Firm Ground, which is another program that equips agricultural advisors with the knowledge and skills to kind of engage and signpost farmers and health.
And maybe
issues.
Spot signals of people who are acting.
Absolutely.
You know, as now there are 2 things referred to here that I'm not familiar with: the National Centre for Mental Men's Health and the National Men's Health Action Plan. Who is this, HSE or what?
So, so Dr. Noel Richardson is an author on this report, and he's from the National Centre of Men's Health, and they're based down in Setu University. So they're one of our key partners, along with the Irish Men's Health Forum. So November, the Irish Men's Health Forum and Setu University have come together to write this report.
Okay.
And the National Action Plan on Men's Health is what I was talking to about before in terms of the national men's health policy. It was the...
going back,
It's basically what has been developed to kind of change men's health in Ireland and to change all these issues. But what we're calling for is greater or appropriate investment in that action plan, that specific action plan, and to partner with Movember so that we can, you know, fund and support that action plan appropriately.
Okay, the 5 causes of death and lives lost: coronary heart disease, stroke, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, lung cancer, and suicide. Would that not be the same for women also now?
So they're actually the 5 leading contributors to years of life lost. So they're different to the premature mortality. And in terms of the leading causes of death, they are very similar. We'd say normally it's about, I think it's 9 and 10 are the same. It's just that men are dying at a substantially higher rate than women and at a younger age. So you're talking about, you know, cardiovascular disease or disease of the circulatory system, men are 1.5 times more likely to die by circulatory disease prematurely than women. And the same for things like the external causes, as I was discussing. So we have higher rates in men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A texter, if you have a screening assessment as a young man or woman in this country, it will impact your possibility of receiving a mortgage. My husband, in his late 30s, was advised not to have routine screening tests until after we secured a mortgage. By then, he was 41. But that's only if you've got bad news coming from the tests. If the news is good,
absolutely,
that you're as healthy as a snipe, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But, yeah. So, we're getting close to November.
Yes.
What is, for people who are listening who want to support Movember, What can they do to help? What's the call to action?
Yes, it's really to talk to start talking about men's health more in the community as well.
Is there any particular fundraising?
Yes, the Movember campaign. Absolutely.
Tell me about it, yeah.
So, you know, grow a mo is our, you know, call to action. You know, if you can't grow a mo, there's plenty other things to do, and that is, you know, raise money for men's health via exercise, via holding an event. It's really coming together and opening up this conversation about men's health.
And do you have a particular website?
We do.
Okay, tell us about that.
Go on to Movember.ie and our team will help with all the fundraising assistance that you need.
Okay, well, Cleona Fitzpatrick is only in Ireland for 2 weeks. Yep. We're delighted that she could come up from Limerick today. She's the Director of Policy and Evidence at Movember. I'm sure you've seen the guys with the tashes and the mows, but I think it brings it to life, and underlying all this is a really strong health message that people, and guys in particular, should not be stoical, not bottle it up, and reach out for the help that's there. All right.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.